The ineffable inhabits the magnificent and the common, the grandiose and the tiny facts of reality alike. Abraham Joshua Heschel from his book, Man is Not Alone. There are extraordinary events such as the revelation at Sinai, and there are ordinary events such as the litany of civil laws listed by the Torah. What do these have in common? The connection to the ineffable. The same is true in our lives to a lesser or greater degree, inasmuch as certain events in our lives hold profound meaning and are spiritually uplifting. For other circumstances in our lives within the mundane reality of the everyday world that we find ourselves encountering, these contain a hidden divine element as well. All spheres of life, both sacred and mundane, are intertwined with the divine. The sanctity of the moment is not dependent upon an external display of spirituality, rather on the concealed nature of the significance of what might otherwise appear mundane. More, we do not want to mistake the manifestation of God's presence through his Shafa divine flow for an uplifting emotional experience, especially if it is brought about by means other than relying simply on his divine flow. By analogy, inasmuch as those who are secular party on the weekends and go to work during the week, switching from an emotional high to the routine of the weekdays. To a similar degree, this may be true of the sanctity of Shabbat transitioning into the 6 days of the week, a shift from sacred time to the mundane. Yet the juxtaposition of the revelation at Sinai to the giving of civil laws teaches us something unique in regard to how to understand these two spheres of life. The Parsha opens with the words, Ve'ela Mishpatim, and these are the judgments. The use of the word and implies that there is a connection to the previous Parsha, wherein the Torah relates the speaking of the Ten Commandments as God's voice bellowed out to the people surrounded by thunder and lightning and fire. They heard the first two commandments. Then they requested that God only speak to Moses and that he relay the message of God to them. Why the juxtaposition of the awe-inspiring revelation at Mount Sinai with a relatively dry recapitulation of tedious ordinances concerning civil life? The Torah may be viewed as teaching us an important lesson. Serving God is not only about the heightened awareness of a spiritual experience in our lives. Our walk with Hashem also involves living our lives in a manner that is in accordance with every word spoken from the mouth of God, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. One of the most extraordinary events of Jewish faith is alluded to in one of the laws given in Mishpatim. For 6 years, you are to sow your land and gather the increase. But during the seventh year, you're to let it rest and lie fallow. Exodus chapter 23, verses 10 through 11. The Shemitah year, the seventh year where the land lies fallow, follows 6 years of work on the land, where the land is sown with seed and the produce is gathered. This points to the 6,000 years of history that would be followed by a 1,000-year rest, an era of peace and prosperity. According to Jewish tradition, 6,000 years of history shall pass, then the sabbatical millennium, the 1,000-year Sabbath. This is the first part of Olam Haba, the world to come. Yet the sages say that we can get a glimpse of Olam Haba on the Shabbat. We should be open to that inner awareness, an opportunity given on Shabbos to connect with the divine, while still inhabiting our mortal lives before entering into eternity at the time of the Tehillah Samesim, the resurrection of the dead. And we look forward to that day. Amen, the Amen.